Once, Mawlana Ali Mushkil Gusha Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu anh passed by a graveyard. He radiyallahu anh made a dua that, "Oh Allah, reveal this grave's condition upon me." He radiyallahu anh is friend of Allah and possesses a great status amongst companions of Prophet. Hence, the state of that grave was revealed upon him. And he saw from his eyes, he radiyallahu anh saw a deceased was burning in fire. The deceased was being punished severely. He was screaming, shouting, and proclaiming, "Oh Ali, please save me from this fire." While Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem raised his hands and said, "Oh Allah, please forgive him, forgive his sins." Look at that. Who is praying? Mawla Ali, la'in of Allah. For whom Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam said, "Man kuntu mawlahu fahadha aliyun mawla." When such personality made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was the reply? "O Ali, do not pray for him." He radiallahu anh asked the reason. It was replied that this person is that person who used to fast in Ramadan but wouldn't stop committing sin in the night. Disrespecting Ramadan is really bad. Respected viewers, try to understand. Let me explain you through another example. But let me complete this point first. Imagine that person who used to fast in Ramadan but would commit sin in the night. This was his condition. Mawla Ali radiallahu anh is being stopped to pray for him. Anyways, later Mawla Ali radiallahu anh cried in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and insisted for his forgiveness. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgave him. But we learn from this account the severity of sinning in Ramadan. Imagine what would happen to those who do not even fast in Ramadan. Severity of sinning in Ramadan is higher. Let me explain you. For example, if someone swears, it's bad, it's haram. But if same swearing is done in masjid, then what would people say? Are you abusing in masjid? If someone watches films, dramas, listens, music is haram. But if it's done in masjid, how badly would people condemn him? Committing sin in your own home country is bad. But someone if commits sin in Kaaba, what would people say? Are you sinning in Kaaba? Likewise, sinning in other months is definitely wrong. But committing sin in Ramadan, this month is month of mercy. Shaitan is chained, but we're still not quitting habits of sinning. Make intention that we will not sin in Ramadan. Sinning in Ramadan is as if calling wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is narrated that in the nights of Ramadan, angel of mercy proclaims loud, "Is there anyone asking for forgiveness? So he shall be forgiven. Is there any needy asking for something? So he shall be granted." Allah's mercy is proclaiming. Person is sinning in the nights. He is watching or listening on his TV or his mobile screen. What is not allowed? Please, value your precious moments of Ramadan and make most of it.